But what's it going to take, do you think, to slow down that LSU offense that's gotten, you know, putting up so much big scores and things like that?
I think it's just going to take execution, being locked in on our assignments, you know, communicating, making sure we're all on the same page and effort. That's it.
Are you all on the same page now?
I think the defense is playing really well and is on the same page. I think we're, you know, that's because we're communicating and we're staying locked in on our assignments and executing.
Do you expect a chippy atmosphere or even more intense atmosphere? Because it seems like they're still kind of pissed off about last year.
I think there will be a lot of emotion out on the field, you know, with both teams. I think it'll be a tough game, and both teams will be ready to play for sure.
How important will it be to control that emotion, though, so you guys play under control?
That'll be big. That'll be big. That'll be on the leaders to make sure that this team, you know, is not making the game bigger than what it is, just staying focused on the goal and know that it's just the next game to us.
How do you find that line, buddy, between playing with fire but not allowing it to kind of overtake your thought process?
Just still playing with passion, you know, just having passion for the game. Of course, you're still going to play with that. But at the same time, you know, just being locked in, like I said, not making bigger than what it is, just staying focused.
You seen a quarterback improve as much from year to year as Joe Burrow has maybe from last season to this season?
I think Joe Burrow has really stepped up, and he's a great player, and, you know, he's showing that. And you know, he's been playing really well, but, I mean, our defense has been playing really, really well too, so we'll just find out.
What confidence do you take from the way you guys played at Georgia?
I take a lot of confidence from it. I think most of that goes back to Coach Elko and his game plan, you know. He just had a great game plan for us, and the guys just executed.
LSU has talked a lot already about getting revenge and all those things. How do you all respond to that from your perspective?
We're not worrying about it. It's the next game for us, and we're just staying focused and locked in. I mean, we're just going to have a great week of preparation this week, and we'll see what happens this weekend.
Do you just ignore the trash talk then or the smack talk?
For sure.
How do you go about doing that?
Just staying away from it. You know, there's no reason to talk right now. You know, we're just focusing on us right now and just, like I said, staying locked in.
Do you talk much in the game?
Me, only time I talk is if somebody's, like, doing something grimy or dirty at the end of a play, then I, you know, kind of lose it on somebody. But other than that, no.
So do you see this game as anything special?
Like
a rivalry?
I mean, maybe it's starting to come into that, but I just see it as the next game and then the next opportunity for this team.
2 years ago, y'all were heading to LSU the last time, and a lot of turmoil in the program. What do you remember about that week leading up to that LSU game, and how different is the preparation now 2 years later heading into this next trip to LSU?
I can't say I remember much, but I can say what's different is, you know, the way we prepare for, you know, Coach Fisher, the way he gets us ready for the game is unbelievable. You know, he's going to have us prepared, and Coach Elko is going to have us prepared for most of the situations in the game. And, you know, when it comes to the game, we can just step up and, you know, revert back to practice what we practice on.
Is it nice being able to go and play in that kind of environment, play against this kind of rivalry game without those external stresses that were happening the last time?
It's really nice, but, you know, I think that LSU fan base is loud, so, you know, our offense will have to be locked in, and our defense will have to be locked in, and, you know, just play our game. We'll see.
We know you're locked in right now on just Saturday, but what does stand out about last year's game, because it was so different than what pretty much anybody had ever seen before, you know, the 7 overtimes and all that? What stands out to you?
What stands out to me is the toughness. I mean, at the end of the fourth quarter, I think the score was still in the 20s, but as the game got over, it got up to the 70s. I mean, the toughness between both teams, I mean, it just showed the fight in this team, and, you know, it's just the fight we play with, the group we play with, like Coach Fisher always preach about. And, you know, there's something we're going to have again in this game.
What did you feel like after the game?
I mean, we could keep going. I know this team could have kept going for sure. Just the way we practice. I mean, we practice for situations like that, and when it presented itself, we stepped up. But at the end of the next day, yeah, I was out of there.
Did you feel like LSU could have kept going?
I can't really say that. I don't really know, but I know this team could have kept going for sure.
You have any friends on the LSU team at all?
Yes, I have a couple of friends over there.
You talk to them this week at all?
Not this week. Probably won't talk to them until after the game. Jacob, Phillip, the running back, Grant, you know, Carey, all those guys. You know, we play ball in high school.
Does this LSU offense this season with the new offensive coordinator resemble anything really of the offense y'all faced last year?
It's not the same offense. It's kind of more spread. You know, they used to be kind of tight, but they kind of spread it out a little bit. And, you know, it's just being locked in on our assignments. We'll most definitely have to communicate and, you know, making sure everyone is on the same page. And, you know, just get to the ball. That's really it.
Does it help you much to look back on last year's film against that same personnel, considering this scheme is so much different?
It'll help a little bit, but not as much, because just the way they changed everything about it, you know, they changed everything they did last year. But, I mean, like I said, I'm sure Coach Elko will have a great game plan for us, and the guys will be ready to execute it.
What's your confidence in your DBs step up this week? Because Joe, I mean, sometimes he just kind of throws it up, buddy, and lets his guys go make a play. What's your confidence you guys can bat that away or come down with it?
I'm confident in the DBs. You know, those guys have been working really hard, and they come out ready to play this weekend, and we won't have any problems. I'm sure they'll come out ready, fired up, and ready to go. And, you know, like I said, it just goes back to executing and being locked in and, you know, making sure those guys are on the same page with each other.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but A&M will be the first team ever to play three number one teams in the same year. You know, that got confirmed and everything. I was just saying, what did you learn from Clemson? What did you learn from Alabama that you can maybe apply against